So the story that I read a few minutes ago started with a sad and broken world. And when the baby Jesus arrives, according to the story, all of creation rejoiced. And I want to show this picture again. It's like the whole universe is rejoicing, including the cosmos. It's so much bigger. The book says creation, but the picture that he drew is so much bigger than that. Everything rejoiced. It's that kind of level of rejoicing. But sometimes we're reminded that it's still a sad and broken world. So on the one hand, today is June 19th, also known as Juneteenth, when word of emancipation for enslaved people reached Texas, the last place to find out. When folks heard the news, I imagine that there was rejoicing, like it was Christmas in June. And some of you will be able to celebrate that this year with a three-day weekend as Juneteenth becomes our newest federal holiday. On the other hand, here's the part where the sad and broken part of the world comes in. On June 17th, 2015, a young man went into a church and 9 African Americans lost their lives. He was a young man who was baptized as a Lutheran. And he was on the rolls of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, an ELCA congregation in Columbia, South Carolina, who, according to his relatives, regularly went to church growing up. Maybe even had someone read Bible stories to him. Former high school classmate said that despite his racist comments, some of his friends in school were black. A presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, reported a few days after the shooting that 2 of the victims, the Reverend Clementa Pinckney and the Reverend Daniel Simmons, had graduated from one of our Lutheran seminaries. All of a sudden, and for all of us, this is an intensely personal tragedy, she said. One of our own is alleged to have shot and killed 2 who adopted us as their own. I don't know how we lost this kid. Reading about the story this past week, the reports of his journal made me realize that whatever he learned as a kid, his concept of religion had become perverted, laced with white supremacism and Nazism. I agree with one commentator who lamented that, just like in our story, sometimes God sits and weeps. Just like I read in the story, God cried with them. And also in the story, like in the story, God acted. This time God worked through God's church. I remember that at the end of that week in 2015, we met for Synod Assembly and talked about our responsibility as Christians, as Lutherans, as the whitest denomination in the U.S. And a racial justice team was created that has been doing some truly impressive work since then as we try to become an anti-racist church. And that is a pattern being repeated in many synods across the country. A couple of years later, an African-American Luther pastor published a book, Dear Church, a love letter from a black preacher to the whitest denomination in the U.S. And he makes, I think, a pretty strong case that the work of the church should be to fight white supremacy. We are not anywhere near there yet, but we're no longer stuck in place or even moving backwards. And our storybook reminds us, God is with us in this work. Bishop Ortiz at the Synod Assembly last week talked about having a lot of conversations where people were sounding each other out about differences that they may have with folks in their own congregations. And she reminded us that we are all united together in Jesus. Jesus, who came as a baby, then lived among us, taught, healed, died for us, brings us forgiveness and new life, and whose story we hear year after year. Sometimes being united together in Jesus is hard work, but we can remember every year that God heard our cries and sent Jesus to us, and that God continues to be with us. Christmas brings the good news. Christmas brings hope. In a promise of good news and hope for the world, God lived with God's people as both human and divine, and God continues to live with us today. Depending on when you celebrate, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, there's about 188 days left till Christmas this year, which is about 4,500 hours. What I invite you to ponder along with me is how we can use that time to bring about the new world that Jesus' arrival promises us. That first Christmas, with the arrival of Jesus, all of creation, all the cosmos rejoiced. We can rejoice that God arrives every year at Christmas as the Christ child. God is with us from birth, throughout our lives, and even beyond. Jesus arrives into an imperfect world. We can be a part of making it one where God no longer weeps. Amen.